Sometimes God takes us to the brink of the impossible for us to dwell for a season on the ragged edge of faith. How long do you persist? When should you face facts and come to your senses? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Anyone who's set out on a faith journey has asked themselves, is God really in this, or was I just imagining it? That right there is the dilemma of faith. Take Abraham and Sarah. They were never able to have children, and in any case, by the time God promised them a child of their own, they were well past it. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 and 12. Sarah was not able to have children, and Abraham was too old. But he had faith in God, trusting him to do what he'd promised. And so God made them able to have children. Abraham was so old, he was almost dead. But from that one man came as many descendants as there are stars in the sky. So many people came from him that they're like grains of sand on the seashore. They were 75 years old when they left their comfortable existence to head off on this crazy journey on which God promised them children. And it wasn't until 25 years later, when they were 100 years old, that God gave them a child, Isaac, from their own as good as dead bodies. Listen to me. When you believe with all your heart that something is from God, yeah, albeit imperfectly, with doubts and failures and stumbles along the way, even though it may appear to be as good as dead, it ain't. Because when God has a plan, it's never over until his plan is fulfilled. Never. That's his word, fresh for you today. I don't know about you, but that's just the sort of powerful encouragement that I need out of God's word. And that's why I'd love to send you your fresh devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org. May you be blessed as you receive his word.